This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com with Captain John Reagan. Captain John Reagan, I'm ready.
You only think you're ready.
I think I'm ready.
Well, you might recall this last political season that those on the left kept on saying it's just not fair to make people show a photo ID to have to be able to vote. Well, the NAACP is requiring photo ID to attend their anti-voter ID protest march. Don't try to apply logic.
Yep. Don't do as I say. Yep. Okay.
Anyway, I thought that we could use a little levity with everything else. And, we've talked about graphene lately, how they've found a way of producing graphene using basically stuff like vegetable oil, which you can grow soybeans, and that'd be a much better use of the oil than putting that in your body. And what wasn't in those early articles is, what can we use that for? And I've found a couple of articles that, again, it's kind of like a good news, bad news, but one of the good news side is solar power could get even more affordable because graphene can replace platinum components. And when you dig down into the article, basically what it says is that the graphene can produce almost as much electricity. It's almost as efficient in the solar cell as platinum, but it costs a whole heck of a lot less. So we may, I don't know how soon we'd see this in the market, see solar power panels that cost a whole lot less but do the same job. And that's obviously good news. The bad news is they still want you to plug that into the smart grid. But when you think about, we want to have some solar panels available to do things like, put on your well pump or recharge batteries. And this would certainly help your budget in doing that. Vincent?
Mm-hmm. Yep. On a different note, John, top of the hour news talked about a telephone, a red telephone. And it was allegedly a Bakelite telephone that was painted over in red, engraved with Adolf Hitler's name. This was a story at the top of the hour news that we just heard. And it has been sold at an auction. And I know someone who saw that phone, who touched that phone, and knows some of the people involved in the chain of ownership of that phone. And very interesting that historical artifact was just sold. And so anyway, Adolf Hitler's alleged phone was sold at auction. It said, if I'm not mistaken, I just wrote down the price. It was over $200,000 that this phone was sold for. It was slated to sell it says here on Daily Mail, telephone Hitler used as he screamed his last desperate instructions as the Russians closed in on him in his bunker, sells for $200,000. So it was the phone that was allegedly used at the Führer bunker in 1945 at the last days of battling in Berlin. Just wanted to mention that, John. What's next?
Well, while we're on a Nazi side trip there, mm-hmm. I was in Germany from 82 to 85, mm-hmm. and I had several trips to Zweibrücken Air Base, and the main switchboard there still had the Nazi emblems painted on from when Hitler was in charge. So there we were, you know, 40 years after the war, and still using their equipment on one of our bases. I'm sure that was replaced long ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe I have a tractor here at the farm, 1984 model John Deere tractor. 2950 is the particular model of it. It was made in Mannheim, Germany, and I believe that that was one of the factories that was in operation during World War II. So, you know, did it come from a plant that was used to manufacture munitions and weapons and equipment from World War II? I believe that is the case. And I have a photo, John, I have a photo album, literally photographs, World War II photographs of the Mercedes plant. And at the entrance of the plant, the Nazi swastikas in the boardroom, picture of Adolf Hitler. It was absolutely used to create equipment of war during World War II, the Mercedes-Benz plant. So, just a little tidbit of history. Every once in a while I open that album and look at it, but it's photographs. Photographs of that period. I mean, these aren't lithographs. These aren't in books. These are just original photographs, large photographs, almost the size of a piece of copier paper, each one of them. A Mercedes-Benz dealer offered me $500 for it, and I thanked him for his kind offer, but no, because there's only one of these.
What's next? Getting back to other uses of graphene, one, it's flexible and foldable screens. There's enhanced batteries, much faster computers. Our current processors are working 2.9 gigahertz because of the properties of graphene. Could go to 100 gigahertz or basically more than 30 times faster. I can use coatings of it to prevent rust on vehicles and ships. Fuel-efficient cars by converting heat energy to power, and combined with the next one, number six, faster and lighter aircraft, using graphene to make the cars lighter and more fuel-efficient. extraneous stuff like tennis rackets, cycling helmets, and skis. One that you might not expect is replacement nerves, used as a possible delivery system to kill cancer, night vision contact lenses, as a sensor for crops, so you can know if there's dangerous particles affecting your crops, storing wind and solar power, and clean drinking water. So that's just a quick rundown of some of the things that you can expect to see out of this, you know, coming, what appears to be graphene explosion.
John, as you talk about this, I was thinking, during the processor, the central processing unit evolution, you know, we went from megahertz, you know, 4 megahertz, 8, 16, 40, you know, 50, 100, you know, 800, and we seem to level off in around 3 gigahertz. Is that, do you think that's because we just can't make that next step without the new technology you're talking about? Is that what you think is happening?
I think the problem is heat.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of things in the computer that's, and I mean, I remember the computer old days, that, you know, how hot they were when you had them on. And I was at the Pentagon when they brought in the IBM PS2s, and the surprising thing is you could touch the computer cabinet, and it was cool. And you know, we've put the heat sinks and fans on the processors, but we haven't found a way of mitigating the heat issue. And because of the properties of the graphene, that takes care of the heat issue, which would let them ramp up the speed without having the heat problem.
John, just to share with our class, we're talking about the heat problem. When I was in credit card banking in the mid-80s, we built a data center with the latest IBM computing equipment, the mainframes, if you will. And when we built the data center, it had a raised floor. So what was on the main floor was concrete. Then there was a platform floor that was raised about 18 inches to 2 feet off the floor. And between the raised floor and this and the concrete floor, that's where the cables went. But we would set the computers on top of openings in the raised floor, and we would pressurize the floor with air conditioning. So air conditioning, cool air, was pumped into the floor, and it would travel throughout the entire floor, and the cool air would escape from the floor through the bottom of computers, these large refrigerator, freezer, size computers, and with cutouts in the bottom that the cool air would go into, and then the warmed air would come out the top of the computers. So it was a huge problem. And all of the equipment that I managed, the data communications equipment, it was cooled the same way. It was in these cabinets, like tall file cabinets, if you will, with doors instead of drawers, and vents to let the hot air out the top. But in the bottom was pumped cool air. So that this cooling problem has been around for a long time with computers. And I believe you're absolutely right that the problem with getting smaller and smaller and smaller and faster and faster and faster is the heat. And the electrons moving generate heat. And that would cause the computer to self-destruct if you can't get rid of the heat.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433. 432-6433.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries, injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, what's next?
Well, more in the bubble department.
Okay.
China has been pretty much driving the world economy these last few years. And what they did in January is simply stunning. They created a record $450 billion in debt. More than half $1 trillion. That's what they're doing to prop up their economy. And this just can't keep up. Sooner or later, bubbles burst. And as we've talked about before, this is going to be a global event when it happens. It's hard to say exactly what the starting point is going to be. It may be something we've discussed, or it may be something that, we hadn't considered, which will, in hindsight, be perfectly obvious. And, just to keep in mind what's happened over here with all of the quantitative easing, it's taken $3 of new debt just to create $1 in GDP. So if you think $3 trillion of debt to get $1 trillion of GDP, that's not a very good trade-off. And, keep your seatbelts fastened. It's going to be an interesting ride.
John, we're talking about something that is unsustainable, just creating more and more and more and more debt, right?
It's more debt, and then let's go ahead and talk about the robo government, because this gets into part of it as well. This comes out of the UK. Robots could replace up to 90% of government workers, and I'm sure it'd be about the same here, because so many of the jobs they do are, you know, repetitive jobs you don't have to, you know, think a lot on. It's, you know, doing the same thing over and over and over, and you have to wonder, where will those people go? But, you know, whether it's the government jobs, the driver jobs, you know, all those jobs, those are not baked in to those rosy Social Security trustee report numbers. And as those jobs start disappearing, the number of years before the trust funds run out, which are only IOUs anyway, those number of years disappear, and then it becomes pure additional cost to the government with less and less people to support it. So this is a trend that I'm seeing going on. You know, looking at what's going to be happening in the real economy and how that transitions to the financial and how that transitions back into the real economy with the problems of, you know, our retirement and medical and pension funds not being able to support. And that tends to trigger unrest and wars. So it's not going to be boring.
John, as you were saying that, I was thinking back many decades ago when I came to the conclusion that one of the reasons that we have government employees at the low level is to keep them off the street, is to keep them from having nothing to do, to give them some importance in their lives, at least so that they think. And these are the people who we meet at the first level when we go into a government office, and they ask us for information, documents, proof of who we are, and so they can give us other documents and proof of things that we've paid for. And I really thought that, and still do, that the reason that some of these people have jobs is literally to keep them off the street, to give them some sense of worth that they would not be able to find in other venues. They would not be able to find that sense of worth in a manufacturing company, because manufacturing companies typically don't make jobs for people that they don't need jobs for. They don't make work. They have work, and they try to fulfill those customers' needs. They don't need to make up jobs. We'll be right back.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Honey? What is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well,
today,
God, you're
take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, I was thinking about the. You know, the robots replacing up to 90% of government workers. And a lot of what government workers that we interface with just ask us to prove things, rudimentary, mundane things that, of course, we hate doing because they're always extracting money from us, asking us to prove something and who we are and show identification or that we already paid for something. And then they give us another piece of paper that says we completed this year's requirements, but I can really see that robots replacing 90% up to 90% of government workers. I really can. But then, what do we do? then where do they go? And what do they do?
And that's where you're going to see the universal basic income hit the scene, which will fail as well. But that's one of the last signposts I'm seeing before we go off the cliff, is that, you know, people don't have jobs, so it's not welfare. It's a universal basic income. Everybody gets it, whether you work or not.
Yeah, so then there's no need for us to achieve anything, because why should we? There's no incentive. There's no incentive to become creative, innovative, to strive to be the very, very best. Why? Why do it? Because we're all equal, right?
Well, it's not enough money to really live on, so, you know, you'll still need to be into things like drugs and prostitution if you want to make money.
Yep. What's next?
So, I have a little spy tech for you.
Hey, are we going to talk about Federal Express? Are we going to talk about them and tires?
Yeah, I'm hoping to get there.
Okay, very good. Very good. Okay. Spy
so,
tech.
Google has another artificial intelligence system that takes pictures, and you know how you blur them out? It's called pixelizing them so that you can't see like taking out the face or the license plate or whatever. Well, this AI can pixelate that, and they come up with some pretty decent, I mean, it's not perfect, but it's a lot closer to what the original image was. There's a link at the bottom that goes to the original Guardian article, and they've got some examples there. And I believe Google's even set this up where you could upload a pixelated image and unpixelate it yourself. So the thought of using that as a way of trying to enhance your privacy, they've got a system to undo that now.
Yeah, you got to wonder who sits in these conference rooms and thinks this stuff up. You know, who thinks up? Let's unpixelate. Wouldn't that be fun? And then someone says, "What a great idea!" And then it goes to the management level. Then it goes to the vice presidential level, and then it reaches the president's office and goes, "Sure, 17 million this week. No, let's do it. Sure." Sure, we'll put $100 million into that. Yeah, let's do it. Great idea. And we'll solve it for the government.
I don't think they talked about it, but think about if you start with just a normal image that's not pixelated, what you could do to enhance the image if you're trying to track somebody or otherwise gather evidence.
Yeah, I believe it's very, very difficult to become a private person today. Absolutely private. If you wanted to escape the system of surveillance, I think it'd be very, very, very difficult. How would you earn money? Who would hire you? And just using cash raises all kinds of questions. Where'd you get that cash from? Boy. Where did that come from? Did you steal that? Drug money? I mean, it's unbelievable. Just trying to be anonymous is tough today. I got a call from a credit card bank who told me that they were going to report me to a credit bureau agency because they didn't believe that an alias that I'd been using for 10 years, which I've said on the radio. I've even said what it is, Anthony Soprano. I made the alias public many, many, many times. They said they didn't believe that there was an Anthony Soprano, so they were going to report me to the credit bureau agency. That's Visa. So I believe that if you want a Visa credit card, it's going to be a little more restrictive than MasterCard. And the one I like the best is Discover. But, yeah, it's really getting tough. And so why do I have an alias? I'll tell you why. Because I use my real name on the radio. I don't call myself Michael Savage, whose real name is Michael Wiener. I use my real name on the radio. But sometimes when I go out, I would prefer to be not identified. Although some people identify me by my voice when I travel, which I don't do very much. Travel. But that's why I had an alias. So I no longer have that with a Visa credit card because they were going to report me, so I said, just close my account. I've only had it for about 10 years. Let's close it. What's next, John?
Well, are you ready for glasses with metal lenses?
Yeah, and that, you know, it seems like how can that be, right? Because most metals you can't see through. Yeah, let's talk about that.
It's nanotechnology. It focuses the light. So to me, it reminds me of like the pinhole glasses where you can put those on and it will focus the light and you can read with them, but you have to do it slowly because you only get to see a small part at a time. You've lost your periphery vision. But because these are so small, by the time you put them in there, you don't see them because, actually, they're nanotechnology. So you've got all these, no telling, definitely into the thousands, if not millions of these in a lens. They can do things like allow you to take a photo of just one color. It can focus out different color spectrums. And I liked what it said that these structures can allow for enhanced the potential to produce images in much higher detail than normal glass lenses. So you can put that into a camera, and now whatever they can do to spy on you, they can do it so much better.
You know, the first thing that I think about, John, when I learn of new technologies is how are they... I mean, my first attention does not go to, wow, this is really great. This is going to be so good for us. I don't think about that. I completely bypass that thought. And I go to, how are they going to use this against us? Because that's what they do. You know, I don't think about, or I didn't think about, how could this be used in medicine for identifying maladies? How can this be used to help us? And by the way, while you were talking about the pinhole glasses, I took a piece of paper right here at the studio and I poked one tiny pinhole in the piece of paper. And I was reading, slowly, but I could read every single character on a printed page without glasses, without reading glasses. Absolutely, you're absolutely correct. So, class, if you want to try it, just take a piece of paper and poke a tiny hole in it, like a pinhole, literally a pinhole. And then bring that within maybe an inch of your eye, and then you will be able to read. You'll have to, move your head like an animal does to see the every character on the line. But yet, it works. Absolutely works.
And you can find pinhole glasses pretty inexpensive. I got a couple of pair off Amazon years ago, mm-hmm. And you don't have to worry about your vision changing because. Of the way it focuses the light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe we should put a link up to how to make pinhole glasses. I'll see if I can find one.
Yeah, just don't expect to be able to do reading as fast as with normal glasses. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, and I can't imagine driving with them. But let's see. I don't know. I haven't tried it. But I'm not recommending trying it either. Okay, what's next?
Well, I called the link FedEx Retirement. Condition of U.S. roads are now so bad that FedEx is going through tires twice as fast as they used to. And, of course, cost gets passed along to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not only the cost of the tires that gets those costs get passed along, but the cost of... Changing the tires, procuring the tires, then what do they do with the old tires? And then what about all the parts of the tire that used to be there that's become airborne that you're breathing? And that's just FedEx. So I believe this is indicative of what I'm seeing. I believe it's indicative of how fast we are going through tires. And when I buy tires, I buy them looking at the life expectancy. And there's a rating like AA400, AA500, AA600. And the higher that number is, the 400, 500, 600, that would relate to how long they're expected to last compared to the baseline, which would be 100. So a 400 level tire would, or rated tire, would be expected to last four times as long as a 100, a 600, six times as long. So I when I buy tires, I certainly pay attention to that, and I'm looking for something in the 500 plus range. That's where, that'd be like the minimum where I'd be interested in starting, at 500. But I like even higher numbers than that. But I am noticing that the tires that we use here are wearing out faster than ever before. No question about it. I'm in total agreement with this Federal Express report. So here's something that I was going to talk about that I have not yet talked about it, but the Cummins Corporation, they manufacture diesel engines, and they produced a report about miles per gallon. And what they said, very simply, was a concrete road would have a baseline that they would rate rolling resistance to, and mileage. So, a polished, worn-out concrete road without ruts and dings and dents in it gets 12% better mileage than a brand-new concrete road. Asphalt with a finish coat, 1% worse than the baseline. And I'll tell you a little bit more when we come back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid no attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, very quickly, the Cummins diesel engine manufacturing company produced a miles per gallon guide. And they say that even the road surface has a documented effect on fuel economy. And they say using a concrete as the standard baseline, a worn or polished concrete provides even better fuel economy. All other surfaces are worse. And here's what they say. So here's rolling resistance. So a concrete road, brand new, is the baseline. A polished or worn concrete road that's worn smooth has 12% less rolling resistance than a brand new concrete road. An asphalt road with a finish coat, 1% worse than the baseline. With a medium coarse finish, 4% worse than the baseline. A coarse asphalt road, 8% worse than the concrete baseline. And if you have the chip and seal blacktop road, 33% worse. And they say that road roughness can increase rolling resistance up to 20% due to energy dissipation in the tires and suspension, providing up to a 10% loss of miles per gallon. That's the Cummins Corporation. And we'll talk about that more at a future date. And that's the reason why in our barn where we keep our equipment, I have not put crushed stone. I just leave it dirt. Because if I had crushed stone, I wouldn't be able to push by hand vehicles or equipment through the crushed stone because the rolling resistance is so great. So I pay attention to rolling resistance probably more than many might pay attention to it, but that's why. John Reagan?
Well, in the time we have left, I do want to get to, from the bottom of hour one, deadly dog food.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a recall issued by Evinger's dog and cat food. There was pentobarbital found in some of their hunk of beef dog food. And if you have any of those, please check out the recall. They've terminated a 40-year relationship with a supplier. But this sedative is normally used to euthanize horses, cats, and dogs. And there was enough of it that made several dogs sick, and one of them unfortunately died. So we don't know exactly what went into those cans of dog food, but it was looks like it was from a euthanized animal. And I'd just like to take this opportunity again to thank you. Becky and I are so appreciative that you gave Lady a place to rest. And she spent nearly 15 years with us, and we just didn't want her to end up as recycled pet food. And
you're talking about Lady, your dog.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, John, I see her every day. She's a lady's buried right here at the farm, right next to Beethoven and Mercedes and a bunch of our other animals, our cats. So we have a pet cemetery here, right here at the farm, right outside, maybe 150 feet from the farmhouse. And there are stones that they're not identified as to who's where, but there are stones marking each one of these graves, large limestones that are piled on top. But yeah, she's here.
And, you know, I know nature's critters are going to break down the body anyway. It's just I didn't want her to become processed food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And that's one of the things that happens. We had a company that we did some computer work for in Virginia. And they would take animals that died, roadkill, birds that overheated in chicken barns, dead horses, and whatever they were called to pick up, and they pick them up, and they grind them up, and they render them, and they would make protein slurry out of it, and it would go into dog food and cat food. And some of the fats that they processed went into cosmetics. And we won't let our animals do the same, go into that process as well. Captain John Reagan, thank you so much for being with us today and for sitting in for me. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.